All right, welcome back to the You're Right podcast, episode 83, I think. Here for a while. You're joined by myself, Kate, and our special guest, Patrick. How are you doing today?
Good, man. Real good.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on. We've just got a question that we ask everybody at the start of the episode, which is just, how's your week? So, what are we, Thursday?
Yeah.
What's been happening since Monday? Even the weekend last that we just had.
Not a lot of sleep.
No? No.
Yeah, nah. Like, last night was good, but far out, man. Like, leading up to, like, yesterday, wasn't getting that much sleep, and I was kind of really, like, really feeling it.
Yeah.
Kind of, like, brought me down. But that was kind of it. Like, that's like some first world problem stuff. So. Yeah.
Good perspective.
Don't get too much sleep. But the reason, it's like a positive and a negative. One of the positive reasons why is because I've been watching the new Reacher.
Like, oh, yeah. Me and the,
what's that, season 3, right?
Yeah. Like,
I know what I'm doing tonight.
Yeah, it's like, it's good and bad because, new episode drops tonight at 9 p.m. Okay. But because what they've done is they released the first 3 episodes. And then after that, it's like one episode a week. So they kind of bring you in.
Yeah.
And then they make you wait.
They've done the same thing as Invincibles.
Yeah.
That's what they did with that as well. Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I know it's good.
Reach is really
What's
good.
It on? Prime?
Prime, yeah.
Yeah.
Prime? It's really good.
Yeah.
They've had some pretty solid. There's what, 3 seasons, right? Yeah. And from what I've heard, they haven't missed.
Yeah, no,
not
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Season 1 and 2 are dope, bro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, my mom was like mad into it. She spat the dummy when, like, Tom Cruise movies.
I was gonna say they did a Tom Cruise movie,
yeah,
right?
Because she read the books, and like in Jack Reacher, like he's pretty much like he is now in the show. Like he's massive, he's stoic, and he's like ruthless, like seriously ruthless. But Tom Cruise is short, tiny, too charisma, like a weird type of charisma.
Yeah,
my mom hated it.
Was it a good movie?
Yeah, but it's like
not a good Jack Reacher movie.
Yeah, like I guess, like if you're like mad into the books, it wasn't really like paying it wasn't honoring the books as well as it could have.
Right. Yeah. So like a good movie, but not a good Jack Reacher movie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
How about you? How's your week been? Looking
Complete
at you.
Complete opposite. A lot of sleep because I couldn't do anything.
So for the people listening on Spotify, could you explain?
I crushed my hand on Monday in between a post and a post basher.
On purpose?
No, sadly. I would rather be at work.
I know.
Yeah, but so I've been told that it's not fractured or anything. It was just, so I can go back on Monday, so that's good. Just a few stitches and everything, so we should be mint. But yeah, so far the week's been very slow, and I got a waft for my car, which I didn't think it was going to pass, but it did, so that's good, I guess.
And with this guy's arm, he comes up to me at night like, can you put a plastic bag over my hand so I can have a shower?
It's been a really bad week, man.
Well, but you're back next week.
Yeah, back next week.
Alright, well, my week is just work and then coming home from work and just doing some content. And nice, calm, easy week. So that's my job. I'm a preschool teacher. But it's been really... Oh, you want me to open the drink for you?
Yes, please.
Why is that? You can't do it?
No, you should. Finger in thumb. Like, like while you can, try and build your grip strength.
I have been moving it.
Opened it for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Only got one arm free. But yeah, my job's been stressful this week. But let's hope it gets better next week.
Yeah.
Do you need any other help?
No, I'm good. That's good. Yeah.
All right, solid. Sick. Okay, well, we've got this thing. We've got a couple segments that we want to get through quickly. Well, the first one is called Movie of the Week.
Yep.
So we watched a movie. So every week on the podcast, we spin the wheel to see what movie we have to watch.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. And this one that we had to watch was the Angry Birds movie.
Yeah. That was when you sent that to me. Because like, I'm like, I guess you could say like a semi-movie buff.
Yeah.
So, wait, did you watch it as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wanted to.
That was cool.
Like one of the main reasons why I wanted to be on.
Yeah, so he's here. He's here for Angry Birds.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then, because I saw the thing and you got like, because you're into like physical media and all that.
Yeah,
I'm like, yo, man, like movies, yay. And then when you sent me Angry Birds,
I know.
I was thinking, like, can you spin it again?
Because the thing is, last week when we spun the wheel, I knew you were going to watch what we watched. Now, yeah. And I was looking at Instagram, like, this guy looks strong, tough. I'm like, let's watch, like, an action kind of pack movie. And it got Angry Birds.
Well, to be fair, like, I did watch it because it was on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and, yeah, no, it was pretty good, actually.
You like it? Yeah. Is that the first time you've seen it?
Yeah.
Did you have you played the games? Obviously.
Yeah.
Back in the day,
I freaking got like fired on one of my days, and like because I got snapped by the boss playing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They made a second one as well.
Nah, I don't know if I want that one.
It's not that good.
I mean, does it have the same cast? Because like it had like Danny McBride and all.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got the same cast.
I think it does. They're making a third one as well.
Really?
Yeah, it's not out yet.
And they're milking it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it since it came out. It was like 2018 it came out, didn't it?
Something like that, yeah. I liked it.
Yeah, no, it's... What do you think the message... What do you think the message is
for the film? That's a good question.
That's a good question.
I don't really know. Don't be so mean to your neighbors.
Nah.
No?
I don't know. Oh, right. No, you don't have to look for another person for your problems. You can fix them yourself.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to get Mighty Eagle to do it.
Wait, but they all, like, teamed up.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, what is the message, actually?
Yeah, what is the message? Obviously, you know.
Okay, I don't know if I know, but, like, I thought the message was... Because at the end, you know when they're all, like, at the pig town?
Yeah.
And they're all about to, like, storm it and, like, do the whole slingshot and everything?
Yeah.
And then the anger management lady's like, remember everything that we did in class?
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, no. It's like, good. Like, forget it.
About it, yeah.
Maybe I think it's like stay true to yourself.
Okay, yes, that's probably.
Oh yeah,
because essentially, like all their faults, like they did grow as characters within the movie, but all their faults ended up like helping them out.
Yeah,
like the exploder guy needed that.
Yeah, he needed.
He just kind of tweaked himself.
He needed to learn to control it in a stressful situation.
It's not like it's not like don't explode. It's like know when to explode.
Yeah, okay.
It's like know when to be angry and whatnot. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that's
I like that message.
That spread a lot on it.
What would you give it out of 10?
No, maybe like a 6.5.
6.5?
Yeah, 6.7.
6.7.
I was gonna say 7.5.
I was gonna say about 7, so we're all sort of.
I was gonna give the second one like a 5. So you haven't seen the second one, right?
Nah.
They go to like a... The villain of the second movie is Mighty Eagle's ex-girlfriend. And they live on like an ice island. It's a bit weird. I don't know. The pigs and the birds team up. I don't know.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
It's an odd one, but we're going to have to spin the wheel now for us to watch next week. Do you want to spin it for us? So I think it's a little glitchy because there's a lot of movies there. Just tap the button and you tell us what it is. I really hope it's something good.
Well, last time it was like Guns Akimbo, wasn't it?
London Has Fallen.
Oh, that's a good movie.
That's not a good movie.
It is a good movie. It's not a good movie. It's action-packed. That's a good movie.
Are those the...
Olympus Has Fallen.
London Has Fallen.
Is this the second one or the third
I think
one?
It's the second one.
Yeah.
It's the second one. London Has Fallen. All right, I guess we're watching London Has Fallen. I mean, it's been a good few years since I've seen it.
I don't think I've seen it for a while.
Did they end up making like 4 of them?
I think so.
I think there's a fourth one coming, actually, or it just came out. But it wasn't like a... I think it was like a straight to streaming service type one, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know.
Or there is one coming, I'm pretty sure. A fourth, I think.
Yeah, this chair is very squeaky.
Is it? We've got a couple more quick segments that, if you've got one, it's Shit Box of the Week. So, have you been driving on the road and you've just noticed a shit box?
This lady, like, pushing the trolley with all her stuff in
it. I mean, cars.
So, reason being...
I meant like a car.
I don't know. It's like a hot topic of the day because, like, at my work... Like, so I work at a... gym and we get like heaps of members come through. This one lady who's like a cop, when she came in, she saw this. We've had like some issues because one of those like clothing bins like outside of our gym.
Oh, yep.
And then when she came in, she saw the lady and she's like, oh, this is like a warrant out for her arrest. She's been stealing things and all that jazz, but yeah. Either that, or I guess if it was going to relate to a car, maybe like I've seen like some Toyota Corollas that are like pretty banged up.
Yeah.
Let's look at the lady. That's the shitbox off the week. But did you have one?
There's a Toyota Camry that lives just around the corner from us.
Oh yeah.
It's a red one with like, you know, Amazon wings. Like they've got a massive wing on it, but it's from Amazon. Or like the cat scratches on the front lights.
It's
kitted out in Amazon stuff.
Yeah.
So it's got multiple badges on it. Yeah. And yeah, it's just.
Is that around our house?
Yeah, it's.
Is the paint job good or is it like mounted?
It's fading a bit.
Oh, okay.
It's just the fact that in their eyes it must look nice. But to everyone else with multiple badges and
no good.
Yeah, nah. Especially cat scratches, that's kinda weird.
Alright, well there's your shit boxes of the week. Now we've got those segments out of the way.
Wait, what about your shit box?
Yeah.
There's a.
I swear to God, if you say my car.
I don't really know. I'm not that. Like, I don't know much about cars. Let me think. What's the name of her car?
Toyota Corolla.
There's a Toyota Corolla always parked in my driveway.
It's a station wagon.
And it's just a shit box. Corolla.
Do you know what?
It's really nice.
The girlfriend's car. Yeah. So I'm just kidding.
It's quite nice.
It's cool.
That's the thing. Is like, because Corollas can look beat up.
Yeah.
Also at the same time, bro. For some Toyotas, man, like they will last. Like I had a Corolla for like 10 years.
Yeah.
And I was so close to getting like $500,000 on it.
Holy.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm almost at 400 though.
Oh yeah,
nice. And she's still running, kind of.
Her car is really cool. It's got the windows that go like this. That's how I know it's up.
It's got wind.
I love it.
It's good for the
good pump right there.
Yeah, and you got to lock it yourself,
especially if there's a part in the scissor arm that's seized, because you get to one part and it's like, there we go. That's when you know it's a really old car.
Yeah,
but. Like you say, lock it yourself, bro. You save money on batteries.
Yeah, That's true. Let's get into some wrestling.
Right. Oh yeah, which reminds me.
Yeah.
Because I saw your interview that you had with Connor.
Oh yeah.
So here's a cheat sheet for you.
A what?
Just in case you haven't done your research.
Can I have a look at this?
Oh, here we go.
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh wow!
Yeah, but this is actual like great question.
Okay, you didn't like Connor's interview? I'm just a shit host.
Yep. Okay.
Sorry, not sorry.
All right. So let's pretend this wasn't here. Right, I got some questions that I've written out for you.
Straight gonna steal. All
right. So I'll do one, you do one, I'll do one at a time.
Like, you don't have to do like all of them.
I feel like these are going to be good ones.
These are good. Okay. What inspired you to pursue a career in professional wrestling? Well, that's a good
one. We already had that question.
We did have that question, actually. What inspired you to pursue a career in professional wrestling? Real quick. Is this all you like? Are you just a professional wrestler? You have like another job, you said.
I do PT. Personal training and stuff. Just because like New Zealand wrestling itself. Oh, by the way, I tend to segue a bit. So it's up to you guys to keep me on topic.
Okay. I do the same thing.
I digress a lot. But just quickly, because New Zealand wrestling as a whole is just not where we want it to be.
Yeah.
Okay. Or not where it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like super big like back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s.
In Auckland?
All over New Zealand, bro. Like Ric Flair, Andre the Giant, Bret Hart. Like, you name all those like legendary wrestlers from back in the day. They used to come here. They used to do tours.
Andre the Giant.
My dad's roommate has one of their posters from their tour around here signed by Andre the Giant.
Yeah. See. Yeah. And you know the story. Vince McMahon buys everything up, makes it a monopoly.
Yeah.
Goes to cable TV. So pretty much wrestling like everywhere all over the world kind of died or just went down, especially in New Zealand. It just boom went dormant, and then around about like the early 2000s, some guys got together and then kind of resurrected it. And it's kind of, it's been like hanging around for a bit, but in terms of getting like up to the professional standard,
yeah,
compared to the rest of the world, needs a bit of work. Yeah.
Is that because there's not much like interest in it, or it's just...
Nah, there's plenty of interest. There's also, I'd say it's, because if you talk to people about wrestling, like on the street here, and you say that we do it here, most of them don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
So a lot of it's like promotion, but it's also quality as well.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Because there's like a handful of people that like are just happy to wrestle and they do it for themselves.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what every wrestler does. But in terms of like a professional level where you don't want to have a day-to-day job, all you want to do is just wrestling. Like, to be at that level, so people want to pay their hard-earned money to see us,
yeah,
that's just going to take, like, a little bit of time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Awesome.
So, what got me into wrestling?
Yeah, what inspired you to do it, really?
I was just... So, my brother, my older brother, like, got me into it. It was funny, because my parents would go away, and he'd record it off the TV, and then we'd watch it on VHS. He's like, don't tell mum and dad. And it was like one day where I was like watching it, and it was like so cool. I was like, bro, how cool would it be just to do that and get paid for it? And he looked at me with like the most serious face ever. He's like, you can do it, bro. And then after that, I couldn't really shake it. So I was like, yeah, I want to do it. Yeah.
And now you're doing it.
That's a good story.
That's a good one.
That's, yeah.
Do you have any... It looks like I'm reading off a cue card.
How long have you been wrestling for?
There was like a short amount of time where I wasn't wrestling, but I started like after high school.
Okay.
And it was like... finished high school. I started doing amateur wrestling.
Mm.
Like stopped playing rugby. Did amateur wrestling for a bit. Then when I was about 19, they had an IPW trial.
Oh, yeah.
And I trained for that because I kept emailing them. Because I went to their shows and I found where to do it. I kept emailing them. It's like, can you take me in? Like, when's the trial? Mm. Nothing back for like months and months and months. Until finally I get one saying like, oh, we're hosting the trial here. It's going to cost this much. And like, show up. Had no idea what was going on, but just made sure I was ready.
Yeah.
And yeah, show up on the day, do the trial, bang, get in. Been wrestling pretty much ever since. I kind of stopped... Like, the environment got kind of toxic.
Oh, okay.
Like, real negative. Guys were, like, backstabbing each other over, like, nothing. Like, we weren't getting paid much or, like, anything.
Yeah.
Around about, like, 2014, 2015.
Mm.
And, some guys were, like, backstabbing each other, like, talking shit about each other, just trying to, like, bring people down because they wanted to be up, like, for a belt at that time where you didn't necessarily, like, mean anything.
Yeah.
So I was like, nah, fuck this. I don't want to do this no more. And then I stopped wrestling. And then I thought, oh, maybe I'll just do like a standard job. Tried all these like tradey jobs and odd work, but it wasn't really for me. And then back in like late 2018, early 2019, I like got back into it.
That's cool.
Because I was like, if I want to get into it, I want to do it like properly and be like try and be at like a really top level.
Mm.
And that's where I found like the Fale Dojo, did like an intake there. And then eventually after doing like 3 months with him, because we were you pay some money, did an intake, and we were training like 6 days a week, pretty much like five, six hours a day. And then after that, I got like a stint in Japan. And I was, so you can cross one of those questions off the list because I think that covered one of them. But you'll find it. You'll find it.
How was that in Japan?
Hard. Like real. Because they trained us to get ready for Japan. But aside from the fact that Japan was way harder than what they gave us, in between, so we did 3 months here in New Zealand and it was like good prep. But then for a month... I went to the Philippines with my missus and like huge family reunion, and I pretty much just got pissed all the time.
Every day.
I trained like maybe 2 or 3 times over that month.
So come
back to New Zealand for a week, and then after that week, off to Japan. And it was middle of summer, bro. Like, they're nice people. But the training there, it's like the hardest of the hard. It's like old school samurai stuff. Like, we'd rock in, because it was the same thing, 6 to 7 hours a day, 6 days a week. But free accommodation, they put you up. You live in the dojo. You, like, eat, sleep, and breathe the whole thing, man. And you got, cool. Legends of who's who of Japanese wrestling who's training you.
Mm.
But we'd start at, like, 9 in the morning. There'd be one guy who'd trained before us, and we'd go in, and he's just doing weights and stuff because he's been there for ages. Mm. He's got the fans on. He's got the windows open. And then the trainer walks in. He gives me a stick, and he's like, "Pat, close the windows, turn the fans off."
Oh.
And yeah, it's like it's all up here. Like, yeah. they really try and break you like every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the place called?
New Japan.
New Japan.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
I just ask, are you familiar with that? She's from Japan.
Oh, yeah. Shinihon Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I only know like a few words.
Yeah.
That's cool though. I love that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Oh, I'm getting
good. Because we're hopefully two of us.
Yeah,
we're gonna go to Japan. Hopefully September.
Oh yeah.
I know. I said to Connor, I was kind of keen to see that place, but they're real strict on who comes in. Is that right?
You mean like the training?
The dojos. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, bro. You won't get let in. Okay,
no, just knock on the door.
Like, you can go to shows, but
yeah, okay.
Hey, bro, can I just come in and have a look?
You knock on the door.
Who's this guy?
Right, I've chosen my question because I didn't know this. Yeah. So you're the longest reigning champion at Aotearoa.
Aotearoa Wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what is your most memorable moments of your reign?
How long have you been?
Well, I had it for like a year and a half. I think there was something like 400 or 500 days being like undefeated.
Far out.
Yeah. So there's, I kind of forget, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to vacate the title though. I never really lost it, which was annoying. Because I had like, I had to get like shoulder surgery.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'd probably say, probably winning it. Like winning it was the coolest because there were so many roadblocks that put us up to doing the show in terms of actually putting it on.
Mm.
But we had the show. It was at Studio on K Road.
Oh.
And it was like one of our only like R18 shows that we did. Because most of the time, you know, like we catered to family.
Yeah.
But yeah, that one was like Studio. And I went there to watch like all these like rap artists and everything. So to actually like perform there was pretty surreal. The crowd was rowdy, man.
What makes it R18?
Alcohol.
Oh, just alcohol.
No, we weren't like X-rated in terms of.
I don't know what was going through my mind.
So, this ain't no attitude era, bro. But it was just booze and everything like that. But like leading up to it, man, on the day, so it was supposed to be me and Jamie. Do you know Jamie Tangateese?
No.
The name sounds familiar.
Bro. Nah.
the last name sounds familiar.
Nah, we were like, pretty much it was like a full-on like year and a half build up to me and Jamie going like one-on-one. On the day, the guy busts his knee.
Jamie?
Yeah, oh. He gets injured on the day and couldn't make it. And, like, we're just like,
what do we do?
What the hell do we do, man?
How'd he injure it?
I think he went for a run or a walk and he wasn't, like, he didn't, like, fully warm up. And he just, I kind of blocked it out because I was really upset.
I bet.
Yeah. But yeah, he couldn't make it on the day, so we're like, what do we do? And then our booker was like trying to like think about what to do. We had some feature matches and then ended up just putting together a fatal four-way.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like fatal four-way,
yeah.
Just
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Sudden death rules and whoever wins
gets the title.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And you won.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty cool because, like, my family was there, girlfriend was there, had a few friends and stuff, but yeah, that place was like fully packed. Like all the, we had no guardrail either, so like everyone was like jam packed in across the ring all the way to the
far out.
The front door.
So besides from that moment or when you were a champion, what is the most? What is your favorite memory of wrestling?
Maybe come a little closer to me.
This is gonna sound really weird, but to quote John Cena, my next match.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'd say just with like with a lot of influences and everything, especially where I am, where I'm at with wrestling and what I've done, I'm just not really satisfied. You always want to just keep improving.
Yeah.
I personally want to just keep improving on what I've done.
Yeah.
So I'm always looking forward to what I'm doing next and just try and keep building on everything that I've done.
Well, that's a good way to think.
Yeah, that's good. Who's your... Oh, sorry.
Oh, there you go.
Who's your dream matchup? Like, anyone. If you were to wrestle anyone.
Even WWE. Like, we're talking John Cena type. Like, anybody. Like
living or dead?
Living and dead. Like, either or.
Let's do living and dead.
Living and dead? All right, just because it'll take me too long to actually come up with, like, a decent answer. There's, like, heaps of guys, obviously, but I'll probably say Kurt Angle would be one, because that guy was, like, my favorite. He was, like, an Olympic gold medalist. Oh. Wrestled in, like, the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
Look that guy up, bro. He was insane.
What's his name?
Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle.
He won the 1996 heavyweight freestyle wrestling.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Gold medal.
My favorite... wrestler was Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
Just because of how flashy he was.
Yeah.
I just, and it was just a cool idea, and But that, that was ages ago.
I bet it's just a small question. What's your opinion on, like, influences like Logan Paul?
Before that, though. Dead. This is for the hardcore fans. Bruiser Brody. Look that dude up as well.
I think I've heard the name before.
Yeah. For some reason. Like, just picture, you know, Mankind?
Yep.
And Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Put them together. Bruiser Brody was like a really, really gruff, rough, tough wrestler.
Yeah.
But he was big, had like big hair. You watch him when he like did his, like when he wrestled in Japan, he'd have like a chain wrapped around his fist and it'd like dangle across the ground. And he'd walk through the crowd and he was like a madman. Like he'd just keep making all these weird noises like,
I think I have seen
And he'd like swing the chain and like the crowd would part like the Red Sea. Like, they'd run out of their seats. And he made everything. He made you believe.
Yeah.
Like, what he was doing. And just when you see his matches, it's like real, real gritty.
Yeah.
Like,
what's kinda, his name?
Bruiser Brody.
Bruiser Brody. You said you might have heard of that?
I think I've heard
of it. I want to look back at some of those matches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a tragic end. Someone stabbed him in the showers in Puerto Rico. And it's like a huge, it's like a real famous, like, dark wrestling story.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. What else is on here?
I got a small question. What's like the, just because I'm curious, you know how you said you had to vacate the belt?
Yeah.
What's like the time frame from when you get the belt to when, like, if you don't fight for a certain amount of time, when does it just get taken away from you? Is there like a time for that? Do you know what I mean?
Nah, not with us. Like, not necessarily. I think if you're more frequent... I'd say the time frame stuff would be, like with WWE, they used to have this clause just because they were on TV quite a lot.
Mm.
It was 30 days. So you had to defend the title within 30 days.
That's a short like amount of time.
But those guys, like, they were wrestling 5-6 times a week. Like, they were on TV like maybe like once or twice, but they were constantly doing live shows.
Yeah.
Like mid-90s, they were... Yeah, and 80s is pretty much all the way up until maybe like 2015 or something. It was like 4, 5, 6 days a week, maybe twice on Sundays.
My auntie used to watch WWE religiously.
Yeah.
Religiously.
Mm.
I've started getting into it.
Yeah.
Like, I got one question. Do you want to...
No, you go.
I know you're a movie guy.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your opinion on the film? Have you seen The Iron Claw?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
To Kurt, you know, Kurt Brown. Yeah. I went to watch it with him. He said it was good, but really, really sad he'd never watch it again.
Iron Claw, which one was that?
That was the one where Zac Efron's got like a huge head.
Oh.
But, like, it's really, really sad.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. That's, like, the reality of it.
Yeah.
They talk... It's funny because I read, like, Bret Hart's... Like, the Von Erich family is real famous in wrestling.
Yeah.
Especially Fritz. Like, they kind of sugarcoat him a little bit. But I read, like, a few wrestlers' books, and they have the outside perspective that he kind of coddled his kids way too much.
Mm.
And it was, like... It wasn't good for them. Everyone from the outside saw what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Everyone knew, like, this is bad. Like, you shouldn't be doing this to your sons, man. You're giving them, like, false sense of hope, and you're pushing them too hard, and you're protecting them, and it was just really, really, really not healthy.
Yeah. I quite like this question. What's the best piece of advice you've ever received in your career? Quite interested.
If you think you're going slow, slow down.
What do you mean by that? I kind of like that. That sounds cool. What do you mean?
Yeah, I got it from AJ Styles when he like visited us, and he said he got it from Triple H. So when you're wrestling, a lot of the times like adrenaline's rushing, and you're like performing for a crowd as well as like being in a fight, and then sometimes you can just get ahead of yourself, and also when you're in the moment. Sometimes you feel that you might not be moving fast enough or you might not be doing enough.
Mm.
But that's kind of like a trick that your mind is playing on you. So if you think you're actually going slow, slow down. Because chances are you're probably going fast and you're going too fast.
Oh, okay.
And that's where you make mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clip that. Quote. I like that.
That's
a good one.
I looked at one and I was like... Oh, yeah. What does your life look like when you're not wrestling? Like, what is your day-to-day? What is your hobbies? And
It's like kind of standard. Like, just hanging out with the missus quite a bit. We'll be either, like, going to movies or she likes to shop. So then we'll go... I'll, like, part ways and just, like, walk around or something. But I like to game. I like to game a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I like watching movies as well as, like, video essays.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I like seeing movie analysis and things. It's, like, those videos where it's, like, what makes this movie, turns this movie into a masterpiece. Like, this scene, gives, like, a full breakdown.
Mm.
Like, that stuff really kind of interests me.
Because
there's certain things that happen... that the director or whatever has really, really like thought out, and you know it's a mean scene, but you don't really know why. And then like video analysts, they like break it down.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yo, that's like really smart, like really thought out. That stuff, yeah, gaming and gym.
I see. It's
gymming funny, a lot, bro.
It's funny looking back, like you say, like talking about that, you like people like analyzing everything, and back in high school we used to analyze books and everything. I used to think it was so boring, but now that you said something, I was like, oh yeah, that actually does make sense. I like listening to people tell me about certain things and certain things now, which is kind of weird. Who was one of your main people that you looked up to through your career?
Who I emulated off?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
I don't know. I guess Kurt like a little bit of Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when I started wrestling, because stuff kind of fluctuates.
Yeah.
In terms of like, when you get in, you kind of, they pull the curtain back on you and you kind of realize, like sometimes your favorite wrestlers stop becoming your favorite wrestlers.
Yeah.
And then you learn about guys who you thought were really... annoying or you thought they sucked, but there was actually they actually were really good at what they did. They just made you like feel something.
Yeah.
At the time when I started, I was like, Booker T had all these mean ass flashy kicks.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, I want to do kicks like that. I learned real fast I am not good at kicking. Like, not good at spin kicks and scissor kicks and all that jazz. So I was like, all right, okay, dial it back. You got to work within, like, what I'm good at.
Yeah.
And I guess with, like, a little bit of my amateur, like, rugby background, just being, like, a bit of a bogan.
And low tackle.
Like, Westy.
Yeah.
I'm just in your face, just, like, hit you. Get hit, but I'm just going to keep coming back.
You got to hit me harder than that.
Yeah. just throw you. I'll just keep throwing you and chopping you and just beating you down.
Yeah.
So I'm real, like, kind of meat and potatoes, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
Another question?
If you had something, go for it. I want to know what your life looks like. This isn't on here. I got a random question. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
That's a good question.
I think I see myself with a contract, eh?
Ooh. Yeah.
Like big time contract, yeah.
Yeah.
Either that. Yeah, nah, actually, yeah, I want a contract. That's still the main goal.
Yeah. I did have a question, but it's just like gone. Let's go back to the cheat sheet. I like this cheat sheet. What's next for you? What do you have as your upcoming projects or matches, especially what are you excited about?
I'm excited for March 29th. You hear that? March 29th, Mangere Arts Center, March to Glory. That's for the New Japan Tamashii Tamashii. Yeah. No one knows how to pronounce it properly.
Probably will.
I'll be there, actually.
Oh, yeah, me.
I'm going to be there.
There's a booking there. We were there in January. That show was mean. Crowd was mean. Me and Jamie, we were tagging together in the main event. Mm-hmm. Won that one. So winning streak is back on. I had like a tiny little losing streak near the end of last year. And it really pissed me off because I haven't lost for ages. But then now we're back on the winning streak. I have no idea who I'm facing. But they're going to be in for it because I'm really like dialed in right now. Like, I've been training really hard. My nutrition's on point. And I really just want to give someone battle scars.
I am glad you can I'm ask not Kurt,
you should ask Kurt one time when we had a training match. He actually begged me during the match to stop hitting him.
Really?
Yeah, he'll deny it. He might deny it. But yeah, ask him about it.
I actually, I called Kurt just before you came. I was like, Kurt, you got any questions I could ask him?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I'm not too sure, bro. And then he said, you know, he's kind of a scary guy.
Yeah.
I've been trying to like figure that. I guess that's because I'm his trainer.
Yeah.
Well, you got to be like.
Even when we saw you in Whangarei, I was like, damn, that's a lot of energy.
Oh, yeah.
Big dude. That is scary.
Yeah, we've gone to a few shows. Every show that Kurt has, I make sure I'm there for.
Yeah. Yeah, like before I went to Japan, I thought I was like a quote unquote, like a performance artist. Like, oh, wrestling's all about the entertainment.
Yeah.
But over in Japan, they make you a wrestler, eh?
Yeah.
So like the intensity was just like, just got ramped up to another level.
Fuck.
And a level that I never thought I had.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's where that
intensity comes from. You reminded me like a lot like a lumberjack when you were walking out.
Oh, yeah?
I was just, It was quite cool. I quite enjoyed it.
What's, I like to stir a bit of shit. What's any wrestlers you got some beef with?
All of them? All of them.
What about Connor and Kurt? What's your opinions on Connor and Kurt?
Everyone sucks but me. If that offends you, good. If that doesn't offend you, at least you're secure with yourself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. What about Connor and Kurt? Because those two, I'd say, I like to say they're good friends of mine.
Connor's cool. He's on his way up. He was over in Big Japan last year. Mm-hmm. He's earning his stripes. He's doing good. Kurt, he's green. He's got a lot of potential.
Mm-hmm.
He has like a lot of potential. He's just, how do I say this nicely? Everyone's that can be their own worst enemy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Too much in his head, or?
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You could ask him that.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's definitely got like a lot of potential, and I'm just trying to bring it like out of him. It's not going to be easy. Like everything about wrestling's hard, man.
Yeah.
Like, but if you want it, if you really want it, it's gonna be hard.
Mm.
Like there were days, when I was training at the dojo, and I was like, man, I don't know if I can do this. But weird justification in my head, because I bought like a return ticket and everything. I was like, and I was kind of broke at the time as well. So I'm like, I'm way too much of, this is weird justification, but I was like, I'm way too much of a pussy to ask like my girlfriend or my family for money for an early flight home. So I'm like, I'm just gonna stick it out, man.
Just stay here.
Yeah, and then after a while, like you kind of get used to everything.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh sweet, I've cracked that. I've cracked that other level. So, yeah, it's a grind, man.
Yeah.
But anything that's worth doing it's gonna be hard.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, I've reached the 40-minute mark.
Yeah.
But I got two questions I want to ask.
Right.
I really want to, because you're fighting March 29th.
Yes.
Right? You don't know who you're fighting.
No.
But is there somebody that you want to fight? If you want to say that, obviously.
I'd be happy to fight anyone, really. I'm just trying to think who they have on their card. I'd almost want to fight Jamie.
Yeah?
Like my own tag partner at the moment. Because we've got like a professional rivalry. We've been trying to have a singles match for so long.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But either like, that day where I won the belt, like he got injured on that day. And then we were scheduled to fight and I was going to defend the belt against him. But that's when I found out with my MRI scan that my shoulder was torn. Oh. So that's when I had to vacate the belt and he fought someone else.
Yeah.
So it's kind of been like...
Some of that long history.
Yeah. But then we've been tagging together.
Yeah, then you're tagged.
And we've just been like steamrolling people. And like we got like really good like tag chemistry as well. So
it'd be cool to see since you guys have been together and teammates for a good while, you guys together knowing each other's strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
That I feel like that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be a cool fight.
I wouldn't mind squashing Kurt for like 10-15 minutes straight.
Kurt Brown.
I feel like that would Mike, be a Mike Kurt. House.
Yeah, bro, just like just make him black and blue.
That's my boy.
Seeing as you're his trainer, I feel like that's kind of unfair.
That's my boy. Any message for Kurt? Let's start the beef.
Keep showing up to training.
Otherwise,
you'll
be in the ring.
You'll
next.
Get better. Trust me, you'll get better. But yeah, no, this guy's on this. Oh, I think his name. Oh no. Oh man, I'm so sorry. I think his name's Kane.
King Kane? King Kane was it? Is that his name?
No.
Oh. I swear I heard the rest of his name was King Kane somewhere.
There's one Connor King, you mean?
Oh, no, not Connor, though.
Nah. Or Hinare. Hinare, definitely, but he's on the shelf at the moment.
When we saw him fight...
He busted his knee,
man.
Like, near the end of last year. And it sucked, man. Like, he just took, like, a standard move, but then, like, all the ligaments in his knee just, like, fully exploded.
Uh-huh. When we were in Whangarei and we saw him fight that Viking motherfucker, holy fuck.
That was intense. Like him up on the second level. I was like, is he going to throw him? Or
come closer.
I can't. There's a thing in the way.
We got like one last segment we do every episode is what's your goal by the end of the week? Like, is this just something small that you want to accomplish until by the week's up? Go for another run?
Yeah.
What about you?
I've already done it. Get a waff.
Any more goals for the week?
Try not to pass out too early on the 21st on Saturday.
What?
I got a 21st on Saturday.
Oh, yo.
So I'm going to try and not pass out too fast.
Me? So, I need to clean my car.
So do I, actually.
That's what I need to do.
Yeah, mine's covered in dust from work, so.
Do you go to Rubber-Dub?
What's Rubber-Dub?
Rubber-Dub.
Oh, is that like where you wash the car? We go to something like that, but it's not Rubber-Dub.
We've got one just down the road from us.
So by the gas station, eh?
Yeah.
Well,
get a six-pack and then like do it while you're... It's good fun.
Yeah. That's you.
It's cleaning there. Yeah. And there again.
That's you. Tell it, like, where can we find you? Online, on social media and everything.
You can find me at Pat Shishka. On Instagram. That's pretty much the only thing that I'm on, really. And then follow That Reaction on YouTube, where me and the missus watch a lot of UFC. She's honestly got the best reactions. You're going to be so entertained when you watch that.
I might check that out because I love
UFC. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
I love the UFC.
Yeah, man. Like when Izzy lost his match, like his most recent fight, she gives it to him, man.
Oh, really? And,
like, she can't control what she says. Just like... When it happens, it just comes out.
Damn.
So yeah.
Damn. Okay, I'm gonna.
Yeah, Pat, just go on Instagram.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. This is actually one of our longest episodes. We like extending it out to like the 45-minute mark. It's nice.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's cool. Oh well, thank you so much for coming on.
Happy nice to meet you.
Any last quote you want to say to the audience?
Nah. keep doing what you're doing. Keep your head down. You'll be all right, mate.
Yeah, that was good. That love was quite that. Good.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you next week. Hey.